I like this one. I never meant to call you Bubbles. I never meant to do you wrong. Don't you shiver. Bow, 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 bow. My favourite. Bow, 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 bow. What, the shiver? Can I play that on the gold now, do you
know? Yes. Yeah.
A couple of quid for Christmas. Christ, how long is this montage? Bloody greatest hits. Let's bring in Mr. Chris Martin from the band Coldplay. Where is he? Oh, there he is. Good morning, Christopher.
How are you doing?
All right, how are you?
I'm good. I apologise for our last interview, which was...
That's fine. It was very good. Don't take it back.
Oh, I've got the news reading chair.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Fantastic.
Have you set the headphones up so we can hear properly, Tom?
Yeah, it's fine.
Dalek saying.
Fantastic.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Great.
I've been enjoying the show so far.
Have you really?
Yes.
Okay, good.
It's fantastic.
Now, you look, please don't take this offensively or the wrong way.
Because is it offensive?
No. Well, to you, maybe. But you look like you've had loads of sleep.
Well, that's the benefits of foundation and all kinds of makeup.
No, but you look like, because I know you don't sleep a lot.
I don't sleep a lot.
But did you sleep last night?
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
You look very wide awake.
A big dream about Rosario Dawson, if you really want to know.
Is she related to Les Dawson?
Yes, so right. His daughter.
Right, okay. Yeah. I don't have any dreams at the moment.
Do you not? Really? Well, I have them, but I can never remember them.
You should write them down. Day's Book of Dreams, bring it out for Christmas next
That's
year.
That's a good idea, isn't it?
It is a good idea. Mm. I'll publish it.
So, well, nice. Now,
who was playing the piano just a minute ago?
Me.
All of us. Which one?
Which one?
Yeah, because we all had a little...
Wait, in the X Factor of early morning piano players.
Yeah, yeah. The piano
I'm going to say that you're coming to London.
Thank
and you.
You
have made... You can go to Louis' house for a final audition.
Mm-hmm. Dave's probably the worst piano player here.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'll hold my hands up.
No.
I can only play with one hand.
That's okay.
And I can only play MASH. But other than that...
What's MASH?
The thing from MASH.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Suicide is painless. Yeah. All right, well, hang on. Let's change the music, okay? Martin is our guest today. Is that right? Just for you. Christmas on Radio 1. Yeah.
Wow.
You know, you're the only...
That's two jingles. It's incredible.
Do you know what? I can beat that. You're the only one with several jingles. Do you know that? You've got...
That's because I write them myself and send them in.
Here we go.
Good morning, Chris Martin.
We've also got...
Good morning, Christopher Martin.
Right.
That's more from my school days.
And then we've got...
Good morning, the rest of Coldplay.
Well, that's just
offensive.
Because I
don't want to leave them out. And then...
Good morning, fans of Coldplay.
Fans of Coldplay. We cover everything.
Mm. It's fucking incredible.
Yeah.
Who records those songs?
Oh, jingle singers.
Yeah.
Jingle singers.
Mm, properly commissioned.
Is that their actual names?
Well, no, they have names.
That's, if you want to know, that's probably Richard and Andrea.
Okay, fantastic.
Tracked.
It's beautiful. You know. It's better than beautiful, it's beautiful.
Wow. That's praise indeed. They'll have that on their website later. Beautiful. Chris Martin.
And Bernard Matthews. Yeah.
No, Bernard Matthews said they were crap.
Yeah, he doesn't rate our jingles.
They don't use it.
Try my turkeys.
Yeah. See, they'll get them quotes mixed up now. It'll be Try My Turkeys. Mm. Chris Martin. Anyway. So
what's the plan?
Have you finished the live stuff?
No. We're still on. We're in the middle of a tour.
Right.
This is outrageously early for me, but I wasn't going to mention it.
But then what's early? Because you don't sleep, so
true,
it's...
True, that's true.
You know, this could just be before you go to bed.
But we just finished in London, and now we're going to Belfast.
Brilliant. I'll come with you.
Okay, we're leaving tomorrow at 12:30.
Can't do 12:30.
Okay, excuses. No. You see, you're one of those promise it all.
Sorry.
Give nothing.
I've got a party Saturday night, so I can't...
Okay.
Can I be back for that?
You can... you can, actually.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
All right.
Good.
They have return flights.
Do they?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Don't say that, because last time we sent Alan there, I said they only go one way, and he had to swim back. Mm. How were the shows in London? Good?
I would give them a 3 out of 10.
Oh, that's good.
That's good for me.
Oh, I'm joking. Don't be like that.
I would actually give them. I'm going to go on a limb here and say they were. They couldn't have been better.
Really?
Wow.
We couldn't have done much better. Brilliant. And the audiences, particularly, couldn't have been better.
Have you ever done a live show where the audience hasn't been so hot and you've said something on the lines of, "Oh, come on"?
Well, it's funny you say that. Yes.
Right.
But it's one was in Germany and I said, "Oh, come on," and they didn't know what that meant. So that's fine.
Like that. Yes, come on.
Mm. And then I had a moment about 3 weeks ago where we'd just flown from Arizona to somewhere and we were all really jet lagged. Mm. And after the song Yellow by Coldplay, I turned around to Will and said, "I can't do it anymore." And he said,
"No."
He said to me, "Oh, come on."
See? So you do it with each other.
Is he Scottish?
But it's funny she said that when he drums, he becomes Scottish. It's very extraordinary.
You never notice that he drums in a very Scottish
way. Oh, come on!
And everything good at home?
But the audience is, they're fine.
Family fine, kids fine, everything like that.
Everyone is great, I think.
That's right.
What about you?
Yeah, everything's fine. Yeah.
Fantastic.
I'm very happy.
Wife okay? Girlfriend okay?
Girlfriend's fine.
Both.
Wife's furious. She keeps wanting to know this girlfriend.
It's an old one, but a good one.
Exactly. So, look, this is nice that you've come in, and I appreciate
it. Is that it now?
You know, you've got to stay around.
Can I read the
news? Listen, don't mess around. Otherwise, you know what I'll do to punish you is ask you serious questions about your album.
Okay.
So, you know, when you, when you come up with these ideas, how do you? So just if
how
you get
you?
If you get too surreal, right?
Okay.
Or you mess around too much, I'll ask you what Violet Hill is all about.
All around.
All about.
What it's about is just general.
It's like a hill,
malaise.
Right? And it's like, okay, I don't want to talk about it. Hey, let's talk about you.
Well, it is actually a hill. It's, you know, the truth of that song is
I don't want to know.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
I don't
you.
Think you should give it away.
I
want to
know.
No, yeah. But don't.
This is unbelievable. It's outrageous.
Save it for Wiley's comeback. She's,
okay.
She's dying to know.
I'm saving many things for that.
Okay, right.
Not, but I can tell you that Violet Hill is a street and it joins Abbey Road. So it's kind of a Beatles reference.
Does it?
Yeah. So you didn't know that?
Didn't know that.
Have you ever revealed that before?
No, I don't think in public, no.
Wow.
Sometimes I tell it to
privately. God, I see you walking down the street saying it to random people all the time.
I'm going to have a look on a street map and see if I can find it.
Yeah, do it. What, to test if I'm lying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, God.
Well, I tell you what, Dave, if you really want the challenge, why don't you have your photo taken by the sign with a big thumbs up like that?
That's
we'll put
a
it on
good
the website
idea.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, okay.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll do that today.
Hey, is it just me or were you in Devon last week?
Yes, we were in Plymouth. Yeah.
That's my home county.
Yeah,
you were in Plymouth, you were at the BBC studios, and you were going to stop in Exeter, which is my hometown.
Absolutely.
But you sort of said, oh, we'll bypass that. Which is what everyone says. I found that offensive.
I didn't. Did I say that? I don't know.
Yeah, no,
if I
because
said
I tell
that.
You for why. Because we were talking about that lady who we thought broadcasted from Plymouth, and she doesn't. She broadcasts from Exeter, and then we were going to stop off there. Judy Spires,
right.
Spears.
And Judy Spears. For the info, we tried to go to Exeter, but there weren't enough studios for us, so we had to go to Plymouth.
Okay,
so right. We did try.
Happy now?
Yes, I am.
Right, fine. Tell us, what's Viva La Vida all about?
Well, it's about that time in the supermarket when you just. You've got 20p left and you want a Toffee Crisp and a bag of crisps.
For 20p, you're dreaming. Okay. Even in the credit crunch, Chris. Okay, right.
I'm 20 years behind.
You've so lost a plot on how much Toffee Crisps cost these days.
What is it, like 36p?
I don't know. I don't eat the bloody things. But anyway.
Really?
So I'm very excited. We've got Chris on. It's Christmas. Are you a Christmassy person?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you do any Christmas songs in your live shows?
Yesterday we did Jingle Bells with Simon Pegg.
Nice.
On harmonica.
Well, I'm glad I didn't turn up to do Little Trumpet Boy. I'd have been bumped off.
Yeah, what was it? By the way, that was almost rude. I asked you once.
Right.
And you didn't answer. I didn't ask you more than once, that's true.
Well exactly. And, you've got to ask me twice. That's always the rule, isn't it?
True.
But you have brought in a Little Drummer Boy book for me.
I did, yeah.
Now, did you buy this for me?
I'm afraid so.
In Borders for $6.99.
That's in America, I bought it in America.
Well, I would have hoped so, otherwise somebody's putting the labels on Borders in London needs to get fired.
Right.
And it's because we joked about doing me singing Little Drummer Boy with Chris, and it's got, I'd take it that Little Drummer Boy, I don't know the history of it, but it's all the words in here are the little story.
The little story?
Well, yeah, I don't really know what it's about.
Well?
Have you read it?
Do you want to read why don't you read it in your news reading voice?
Okay. Hmm.
Do you want your chair back?
Oh, I love how Chris goes, why don't you read it? And you go, oh, yes, certainly, that's what, yeah, I'll do what? It. Oh, yes, I'll do it.
Why?
Okay, Chris, whatever you say.
I like Chris Martin.
Can you tell him to go and buy us some breakfast?
Read it as if you're reading it to the kids.
Right, okay.
Now, do you want music?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Well, there's in brackets parumpa pum pum, isn't it?
Hmm. Yeah, but don't say that, obviously.
That's it. Put the Top Gear music on.
Top Gear?
It's not appropriate. All right, fine. hang on a second.
It's very relaxing.
Come, they told me. Brackets, parumpa pum pum.
No, don't say
not the brackets. Don't say just, the brackets. Just say it.
Come, see, they
no,
told me.
No, you've ruined it. Hang on. Let me start again.
Parentheses.
Let me find some.
Come.
Music. Hang on.
Perfect.
Come, they told me. Our newborn king.
Are you not doing? Are you?
You've
told me not
to. No, you've got to say it.
Brackets.
Just say what's in the bracket.
Pom pom.
All right, sorry.
Take five.
Come, they told me. Parumpa pum pum. Our newborn king to see. Parumpa pum pum. Our finest gifts to bring. Parumpa pum pum. To lay before the king. This is massive. Pa rum pa pum pa pum, rum pa pum pum, rum pum pum pum. So to honour him, pa rum pa pum pum, when we come.
Pa-rum.
No, there's no no.
Can't believe I didn't do this live on stage, so that would have gone down a storm.
Baby Jesus, pa rum pa pum pum, I am a poor boy too, pa rum pa pum pum. I have no gift to bring, pa rum pa pum pum.
Is it a long book?
That's fit to give to a king. Pa rum pa pum pum, rum pa pum pum, rum pa pum pum. There's more. Do you want more?
No.
Okay.
I think we're done now.
That's essentially the.
Thank you very
gist
much, Dominic Byrne. That's very lovely.
That was fantastic.
Thanks very much.
The Belfast gig.
Cheers, Chris.
Tomorrow we're opening with that.
Hey, I found Violet Hill.
You found it?
Yes. There. Look, he's not lying.
No, I didn't think he was making it up.
It really is near Abbey Road.
Right.
Yeah. I never lie about street maps.
Did you record Violet Hill, Abbey Road?
No.
That's ridiculous.
We recorded it in another road.
Actually, right. Technically, you were wrong, though, because you said it went off Abbey Road and it doesn't. It goes off Abercorn Place. But it's close to Abbey Road.
Okay, I'm sorry. So I did lie?
Well, kind of.
I need to get working on
you
the
You don't
knowledge.
Know how much toffee crisps are. You don't know where roads are. Mm. You've changed.
I have changed.
You've slept. You've gone all weird. Right, Chris Martin is here. If you have any questions for him,
did he leave a bit upset? Did you upset that guy?
No,
Dominic.
He's fine.
He just stormed out of the room.
Oh, yeah. He's...
He doesn't like you.
That's fair enough. A lot of people don't.
Don't get paranoid. He loves you.
Okay. That's part of the job.
Okay, so everybody hates us. I can't carry on.
When did I start speaking like Prince Charles?
This is what you do. You go, okay, so...
when did Prince Charles start sounding like a zombie?
I think my impression of you is quite accurate.
I think it's very accurate.
Yeah, thanks.
I think if you did a TV phone-in, they wouldn't know the difference.
Do you think? Just gonna try and get on This Morning or Loose Women later. Mm.
Try it.
Okay, so, hi, it's Chris Martin. I'm just sitting at home with the kids watching Loose Women. I don't want to phone up. I thought your discussion about shops was brilliant. Bye.
Try it later.
They'll say, why are you calling again?
And I'll say, because I love you.
Okay.
And I've always been a big fan of the Nolans. This is going nowhere rapidly fast. Let's move on.
I'd just like to wish everyone on Radio 1 a very, very happy Christmas.
Yeah, I can enjoy it now because you can't really enjoy it when you're playing because you can't eat as much as you like or drink as much as you like and because you're actually playing on Boxing Day and then on the 28th. And
Christmas is so much better when you finish playing.
When you finish playing, I really enjoy it now. I can drink and eat as much as I want.
I need to read this word for word off the script, Chris, otherwise...
Was that the Future Heads?
What?
No, it's Alan Shearer.
Oh.
Very close.
Thank you.
We've got a new Christmas present for you now.
Do we?
Oh, great.
You've got a different one to download every day at Radio 1
online.
bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. And because Chris Martin is with us today, we have some Coldplay for you.
That's convenient.
And because it's Christmas, it's Coldplay doing a Christmas song. This is so patronising, the script. It's unbelievable.
It's okay.
They recorded this for Radio 1 in the Live Lounge back in 2000. And since they can't be asked to do a new one, it's that old version from 8 years ago. You can get it now. I added that bit. You can get it now from Radio 1 online. It's a Christmas gift for you from Radio 1 and Coldplay. Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
You're not going to play it, are you?
Yeah.
And then people like it, and then they go and acquire it from the website.
As a gift from Radio 1
and Coldplay.
I'm not sure I want
to. No, you shouldn't, especially the last notes, ropey. Right, here we go.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. A merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be far away. Here we are, as in olden days.
Guess what? It's available now as a special Yuletide gift from Radio 1 and Coldplay at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
You do a great Sarah Cox impression.
Thanks very much. That's it. 8:23. Loving that.
That's awesome, that
song. Do you really think so?
Yeah, I love it.
I think he's a weak rapper.
I think you're wrong.
I don't think he's in time.
It's called being in a pocket. Isn't it?
No.
It's a different... It's just the wrong pocket for you.
You're wrong, but I appreciate your view.
With all due respect.
You're wrong.
At the end of the day, I think you're fine.
At the end of the day, when all's said and done...
Yeah,
you're wrong.
What the gaffer told me is you're wrong.
T.I., live your life. I like the Rihanna bits on it.
Well, Rihanna's incredible.
Yeah, she is.
I think that song's brilliant. I don't care what you say or anyone says.
Again, you're wrong.
Again,
so,
with respect, wrong.
Well, again, I'm leaving because you're wrong.
When you go home and you close the door and you're on your own, you'll have a little
think
yourself.
When truth be told, in the end of the day, when you've closed the curtains and you're being honest with yourself, so you realise...
Yeah, take a look at yourself.
Because you were wrong.
I think you're fine. Do you know what? It's only you're making a fool of right now.
Yeah. Well,
it's your own time you're wasting.
If you were a Mr. Man, you'd be Mr. Wrong.
Well, is that right?
That's how. If Roger Hargreaves gave you a name, it would be Mr. Wrong.
Yeah. If you were a burger at McDonald's, you'd be
a wrong burger.
McMoron.
Really? You'd be a double Big Mac McMoron.
Yeah, all right, let's not get sizist. Why are you bringing that into it? All right, lanky boy.
It's true. I am lanky.
Would you like me to play something for you on the keyboards?
Yes, please. I would love nothing more.
That's why you're here, isn't it?
It's true.
Yeah. Warm up those fingers.
This is live in session.
Yeah, thank you. See, I'm very good at switching it from piano to kind of like that vibey thing. Have you noticed that there? Right, okay.
Are we composing now? Sunny delight, I remember you drank it that night.
Chris Martin is wrong.
Put some milk in, and it went orangey white. Oh, my stomach just didn't feel right. Ooh.
That needs work.
It needs a little bit of work, but it's a good start.
No offence, but it needs a little bit of work.
This is like songwriting with Coldplay.
And Chris Moyles.
Yes.
Okay. You try one, Dave. Just let it come into your head.
Okay, hang on, hang on.
Think about Henry VIII.
We're in a period drama with Chris Martin from Coldplay. We're all Edwardian and we're drinking lots of tea.
Right, that's
beautiful.
No,
that's like a round. If you keep singing it, we'll come in halfway.
Yes,
you see.
It could go round and round.
It's like, what's the a tissue, a tissue?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right, it's like a
this
tissue.
This is how we do albums.
Yeah.
That's more instrumental.
Do you know what I love is the fact that I'm still pretending to play. I'm actually, look.
High five.
I'm doing this. And if I fade it up, it's still technically on piano. Strings, do you want some string?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Space. I need echo, Allard. Aux my mic, aux this mic.
Yeah.
Right. And then fade up right the first fader. Halfway up. Halfway? I can sing. I need to hide my bad vocals. Girls allowed.
Whoa, right. whoa.
Joe,
whoa,
Tony,
whoa.
A joke. Come on.
Whoa,
it's just
whoa,
a joke.
Whoa.
Just a
man,
joke. What?
Taking it over the edge.
Just chill your boots there, Captain Crunch. Right, here we go.
That sounds like
Chris Martin has hair like an action man. Likes to fly through the air whenever he can. Well, that's short. Seriously, what kind of a song is that?
That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said about me.
Really? Okay, so, this is a song I wrote on guitar.
It's getting offensive, though.
This is called Christmas Tree. Oh, Christmas tree, what you say to me in the corner of the room? Okay, thank you.
That's a pleasure.
Thanks, thank
you. Did you just rhyme room with oom?
Yeah, why not?
Do you remember you did that whole gag for about an hour in that hotel in Brussels year ago during the Euros?
Yeah, miming to one of those pianos that play themselves. Do
okay.
You know those? Mm. Yeah, and I got away with it for ages. There were people around the other side of the piano
standing
asking
there
me to play things.
Looking at the magnificent fingers.
And I'd see what's coming up next. I'd see if you know this one. And I wouldn't know what was coming up next. Just mime along. We had Reese for a good 45 minutes.
Absolutely.
On that, anyway. Right, Chris Martin is here. Oh, we've got a break for the news. I've done so much messing around.
Thank you.
And by the way, I love Girls Aloud.
I know you do.
Yeah.
I know you were only joking.
Yeah, I'm only joking.
I know that you know that if I knew you weren't joking, then there'd be no funny joking. See what I'm saying?
Not really.
No, you've lost me.
It's a veiled threat. Mm. Yeah, very, you, very veiled.
You're better with no sleep. You know? Right, so Chris is here. Feel free to text in questions. We won't necessarily ask him any, but you're more than welcome to text in, you know. People wanted Matt to play the keyboards. They really wanted to play keyboards.
Yeah, that was nice, man.
Thank you.
You didn't know which one? Did you know which one he did?
I think you did a Coldplay song.
He did Clocks, yeah.
Mm.
And you did like a, then you did a Les Dawson version of it.
Under instruction.
But it's very, you know, what people don't realise, well, they probably do realise, actually, about Les Dawson is you have to be brilliant to play that badly. For
That's right.
And I can't play that badly because I'm not good enough, you see what I mean?
No, you're good, you can...
Yeah, but what to do the Entertainer really badly, that's very difficult.
Can you play the Entertainer?
No, not even badly.
Are you, like, proper, like, can you read sheet music?
Have you ever seen the film Shine?
No, I've got the Take That record.
Me. That's what I'm like.
Right, but
you've got the Take That record. Yeah. That's not the same.
So the soundtrack, is it?
No, not the one off the Morrison's advert. No,
right, that's Shine, let it shine.
Yeah, well, it's Morrison's. Like that. The film is like, it's about that song.
Right, okay.
You should check it out.
Oh, okay. Sounds like a lot of
Rosario
fun.
Rosario Dawson's in it with her dad, Les.
Oh, well, I might just take that on.
walking around with a trolley. Oh, hello, yeah. Denise. I thought you were away for Christmas. All that.
Yeah, it's just down Violet Hill, which is slightly near Abbey Road. Brilliant. It all ties in. Right, back in a minute.
This just reminds me of The Wedding Singer. It's brilliant.
I've really, really got to do this track listing for Zane Lowe's thing tonight.
Let's do it now.
What? The track listing? Is that not playing?
No.
Who's unplugged the keyboard? Oh, it's me.
Sorry.
But I was miming.
You know, you said that bad thing about dentists.
Yeah.
Can I just say, I think you're wrong?
Well, no, that's not me saying it. It's not me saying that, though. Hang on a sec. Where is it?
Chris has a point, though. You did say it.
Mm. Well, I said it out loud.
You say all the news.
I'll tell you why.
The Conservative Party are basically saying that dentists are overcharging.
I see, yeah. Okay.
So which bit was wrong?
They're wrong. I forgive you.
Okay, thank you.
Only because I had dinner with a dentist last night.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, but is he an NHS dentist?
No, he's just about to qualify. He was, like, 26 years old.
So he's not a proper dentist?
Well, he will be.
Yeah, but not yet.
If you slag him off on the way up, they'll get you on the way down.
Doesn't bother me, love. I'm private.
Got all the answers.
Actually, do you know what? It's really weird. My dentist does NHS and private, right? And
A lot of them do.
And I remember saying, I want you to do my teeth because I really like you. And she goes, okay. And I'm like, but if I go private, who'll do them? She goes, I'll do them. All right. So if I'd have gone NHS, who'd have done them? Me? I'm like, I don't get that. She goes, oh, we use better equipment.
Is that what it is?
What she told me.
It's like fillings and stuff. You can get white fillings and.
So, like, if you go private, they'll use, like, proper instruments, and if you go NHS, they'll use a shovel.
Something. I don't think it's a shovel exactly, but yeah.
Have you ever seen that film Castaway with Tom Hanks where you take a tooth out with an ice skate?
Yes. Yeah.
That's what it used to be like when I was a kid.
I don't think when you were a kid it was exactly that.
Well, I'm exaggerating for radio.
Yeah. How old are you now, Chris?
71.
Right, because I'm 24. You're a feet.
Yeah. I'm 31 years old.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Too old to get onto the X Factor in the under 25s.
You're old, dude. Yeah, you'd be in the older category.
It's true.
You'd be with Danny.
Well, we like Danny. I saw that you championed him. Daniel.
You'd be with Danny Minogue as your mentor.
Oh, I see.
You see? Well, if you're an oldie.
Daniel was great.
That would be fantastic.
Do you know my favourite song from Daniel? My impression of it, really.
Don't leave me this way. I can't survive. I can't stay in your life without your love. Oh, baby, no.
You got to do the phone with your fingers as well. He did that a lot.
Phone, call me.
Who did
phone.
You want to win the X Factor? Did you vote for Alexandra?
We were away for 9 weeks of the live show. So I was still rooting for Laura. I've said it a few times.
Okay.
Right. Okay, it's too late to vote for her now.
Well, is it?
Yes.
Mm.
Is it?
Yes. You may still be charged, though.
Yeah, but exactly.
Is it, really, though?
Please don't phone because your vote won't register. Though? You still may be charged.
Is it really, though?
Yes, it is. Stop being weird.
Right, it's coming.
So but did you like Alexandra?
Vote for Laura.
And it's too late.
Don't ignore her. Something like that.
Yeah. Well, even though the lines are closed.
No, they're not. Mm. Don't listen to what he says. No,
they are.
He's an evil line-closing person. Something like that.
You may still be charged.
Yeah. Did you like... have you heard Alexandra's version of Hallelujah?
Yes.
Yeah, do you like that?
I like it.
Mm. But she can sing. She's got a good set of pipes on her.
She's got incredible pipes.
Mm. Yeah, she really has.
And good plumbing.
That's a vocal cord.
What?
He meant she's got a wild look in his eye. Stop it.
He did not have a wild look in my eye.
He did.
Everyone knows Chris Martin used to be a plumber before he made it in the biz.
That's cold water play these days.
That's how we met. You know, he came round to fix the toilet.
Right.
Started humming a few things. I went, you've got a little voice in you there, kid. He goes, thanks, mister. The next thing he knows, record deal.
Mm.
Joe Wiley took all the credit.
There ain't nothing about you, Ben, that man doesn't know.
No, truth.
It's true.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Mine's blocked at the moment. It comes with it.
Let's don't take it too seriously.
No, it's just a metaphor.
Mates rates.
Mates rates.
So tonight, I'm doing the Zane versus. I play songs and he play not play songs like on the keyboards. Like you've heard Zane Lowe's show, haven't you?
Yeah, I love Zane Lowe's show.
So I'm on tonight.
I know.
And he plays a song, and I play a song. So old school classic of any genre: hip hop, drum and bass, rock, dance.
Do you know what you should play there?
What?
OPP.
Mm. Yeah. Naughty by Nature.
Yeah. OPP would go down a storm.
Yeah,
he'll like that.
I want to throw something really kind of obscure in that people will go, how do you know they are? Well, I quite fancy putting in Digital Underground, the Humpty Dance. Down with that flavour.
Yeah, that's not going to get you the same respect, though, is it?
Oh, I don't know.
What do you want, respect or dignity?
Both. I want redignity.
Mm. Okay. Isn't that a song by Mark Morrison?
That's right.
Or is that No
Doubt? No, it's by somebody else. And okay. Then he just
redignity,
the jazz version of
No
it.
Doubt.
No, it's not.
Track that'll get people off the chair, onto the dance floor.
You can't go wrong with
Love Machine.
Don't Stop Till You Get Enough by Michael Jackson.
That's good. That's not bad.
I put YMCA down for that.
Well, you're wrong.
A track from a new... No, I think we've established. I'm never wrong.
We're in Reservoir Dogs. You'd be Mr. Wrong.
So Belfast tomorrow night.
Yes.
Right? Do you know...
Then, is it tomorrow night? Yeah, it is tomorrow night.
Friday night.
Yeah.
Do you do an encore? Do you do an encore?
We do two encores.
Right. You know when you come back for the first encore?
Yes.
You're going to go to the mic and you're going to go... And just as you breathe in, you're going to hear my voice going, I think you'll find you're wrong. And it's going to put you off. And you're going to go, and you're going to start laughing, and people are going to go, ah, and you're going to go, okay, so, sorry, I lost it for a minute there, but I'm back. Okay, where were we? That's right.
That happens every song.
This generation rules the nation. And then you go off and do whatever you do.
Okay, but that's what we do. That was this Pastor generation Dutchie. Rules the nation.
Pastor Dutchie.
Yeah. Yeah.
We could play that.
That's a great one.
Mm. Pastor Dutchie by Musical Youth. Yeah. All right, I'll work on that.
A bit of urban credibility there for you.
A track to get it on with. If you and I were getting fruity, Chris, what would do it for you?
Islands in the Stream by the Bee Gees.
Really?
Yeah.
Stop by Erasure.
Could have said the Spice Girls, could you? 90s band, you had to go all the way back to the 80s. A track you'd go on stage to if you were a rock star.
Okay.
If you're a rock star, Chris.
If I was.
What track would you go on stage to?
The Blue Danube by the guy that wrote the Blue Danube. Who wrote? Is that? I can't remember. Strauss. Andrew Jeff, Strauss.
Yeah, Strauss.
Andrew. He's there. Andrew Strauss. Cricket.
Andrew Strauss.
Is that why he's there? He's there to tell you classical composers.
Mm. That's Phil, who's our boss and my best friend and the greatest man I ever.
He's your boss.
Basically, yeah.
How come he's your boss?
Because he tells me what to do. Tells me what not to say.
Who pays him?
He does.
You pay him?
No, we pay each other.
Nah, yeah. he ain't no boss. True. Look at him.
He is a boss.
Tell you what, if he was a boss, he could dress up a little bit smarter. What is it, boys? Is it 3-for-1 in the jumpers with you lot today, or what? What's the deal there? Seriously, it's like you're trying to pick it for the sweater shop to come back in style.
We got sponsored by BHS for this.
That's very nice. Mm-hmm. And you look good.
Thanks.
A guilty pleasure track, perhaps a karaoke favourite, or tracks people wouldn't expect you to love.
Do you want, what do you want, suggestions?
Yeah, no, just dead air would be great. Silence.
It's the sound of silence.
Guilty pleasure track.
This is the same keyboard we got in our room.
Is it really?
Listen. This is for you to think to. Guilty pleasure.
Enya.
Yeah,
Orinoco Flow.
Mm.
Do you know what?
I like
Caribbean Blue.
Do you?
Enigma. Yeah.
Oh, great.
Oh,
that's how it sounds.
Do that again. That was great.
God. This is my Enigma. This is when I used to do work the ferries. Next stop. Rotherham.
Do you know what?
You can't get to Rotherham on a ferry.
Dover, Calais, Rotherham.
You can on the back of a flat back lorry.
You can.
Hovercraft.
It's more of a hovercraft. It's true.
So have you got the same keyboard in what?
Basically, backstage we have a keyboard like this, yeah.
What for?
The most recent thing was to learn Back for Good.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's the best song.
It's a beautiful record.
It's the best pop song I can remember.
Okay.
So we learned it like that. Oh no! Like that. God, I've got the wrong buttons like that.
Nice.
and we played it live.
Wow.
Yeah. Can we have a bit of a sing song?
Yeah, can we have some more?
Can we have a bit of a sing song?
Oh, because it's Christmas, great. Isn't yeah. it?
It's up to you, but that sounded lovely. Yeah.
Well, what we did, we have a song called The Scientist, which was an old song.
I am aware of said track.
Okay. We've heard of it.
So that has these chords. And so if you take the singing from Back for Good and the chords from that, you get what's called a bangers and mash or something like that.
Nice.
Back for the scientist.
Back for the scientist, yeah. Exactly.
Science for good.
And then you go, I guess now it's time for me to give up. I feel it's time.
That's clever.
Do you want to carry on?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you some echo.
Okay. Why does that sound that bad? Now it's time for me to give up. I feel it's time. Got a picture of you beside me. Got your lipstick mark still on my coffee cup. Oh, yeah. Like that.
Nice. I notice you stopped before you go.
You're giving me the falsetto challenge.
Okay,
all
right.
All right. This is pretty early.
In the twist.
I'm going to nail it. In the twist, though. No, we go straight to the chorus, you see.
So you don't do that line?
The twist of separation.
In the twist of separation.
You can do that one. In the twist of separation.
Do you know what's really funny? Is Gary Barlow, when he does that, and if you watch him now on TV stuff, when he hits the high notes, he pushes his hand up in the air like that.
They were doing it last night on the Royal Variety. All of them were doing that high hand thing.
Today this could be the greatest day of... And he literally lifts himself up a little bit. And I went into it, he goes, hey, you'll love that, don't you? He said, do you know what it was? I had an old singing teacher told me you should just push your hand up in the air if you want to reach the high notes.
You sound like Bez from the Happy
Have you ever seen the two of them in the same room together?
True. Good point.
By the way, have you asked my permission if you can video?
I've asked Chris's.
What about me?
I said yes on
can
your
I
behalf.
Have permission?
No. Oh, is that my camera?
Yeah, ours is bust.
Okay. Is that right?
Sorry.
Great. All right, look, we should really be playing some records, but I'll play some in a minute. Very quickly, because I haven't actually asked you any questions, right? So, Chris Martin, here are some questions.
I'm doing jingle. It's questions for me, Chris Martin. I know that.
Brilliant. Question one. Yeah. How was Simon Pegg the other night playing harmonica?
He was, on a musical scale, he was like this. 10.
What would be an 8? Jesus, what would be a 2? Radio 1 presents Coldplay will be next year. As Coldplay start their biggest UK headline tour, Radio 1 will be one of the venues bringing exclusive music and interviews. They're on stage in Manchester, Glasgow and London's Wembley Stadium. With their new electronica.
Oh, that's brilliant.
That's true. We're doing Coldplay play the songs of Stevie Wonder.
Okay, so,
this that's is nice, okay, I like that, yeah, carry on.
Anyway.
Right.
You should never let a keyboard player loose on a keyboard.
That's what we like, though. We like it.
Yeah.
Girls Aloud.
Trying to be a Bill Bailey.
Supporting Coldplay.
Yeah. Well, not supporting, playing on the same night as slightly earlier.
What, right. Double header?
They're supporting Chris.
You can't say that.
It'll be in the contract.
Hmm?
It's like a co... What? It's just...
Co...
What it is, it's just a great day.
Hmm.
Whose idea was Girls Aloud? Yours?
I'm going to say that it was Phil's.
Right.
And mine combined.
Okay.
And then, as with all decisions in our band, you have to run it by Will, our drummer.
And Will went,
Will said, yeah, good idea.
Nice.
Like was that it? And then it was on.
If Will says, okay, then it means it's the best idea you've ever heard.
Are they just doing one night?
I think they're doing a concert with us in Ireland as well, right?
Okay. Is that right, Phil? Where is he?
That's probably right.
Yeah.
That's great.
And then Jay-Z, what's the Jay-Z story? Is he...
Same thing.
He's supporting Girls Aloud.
No.
No.
Mr. Z, rather, is playing the night before.
Right.
Yeah.
Nice.
And in Manchester.
Supporting. Warm-up.
Well, you say warm-up, I say...
Listen, I would love to be in a position where I've got the world's greatest rapper warming up for me. That'd do me. Yeah. I'd be happy with that. Do me bandy, son.
Do me what one?
Do me bandy. I'd be happy with that, yeah.
Do me bad... You got a bad knee.
No, that's right. That's why I'm slightly...
That's
led over.
He's got a gammy leg.
Okay, right. So, any more questions for Chris?
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Okay, is this the last one?
No.
Okay.
But your song...
No, I was just wondering.
Your song, Shiver...
is old school.
It one of my... Well, I would say my favourite of all of your work.
Wow.
Was it inspired by the work of Jeff Buckley heavily?
Jeff Buckley heavily?
Well, no, just Jeff Buckley.
Yeah, of course. It's a blatant, you know, Jeff Buckley attempt.
Because it sounds very much like his work.
Yeah, it does. It does. Not quite as good.
No, I think this is my favourite record.
Well, we were, what, 21?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he was very much a hero. And as with those things, it tends to filter through.
What a boring question to answer. Have you ever met Miley Cyrus?
Have you met
Miley Cyrus? She's wicked. She's Hannah Montana.
I have met Miley Cyrus. I met her
a few weeks ago. Can you get her autograph for me?
Yes.
Wicked. Sorry.
No, I can't do it. I'm making false promises.
He doesn't really know Miley Cyrus.
What do you call Jay-Z? Do you call him Jay?
I call him...
No, seriously now. When you call him up...
This is boring question. Go, boring
no,
answer.
It's not. It's just fascinating. Because to me, he's Jay-Z.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't. If he came on the show, I'd find it weird to go, so, Jay, tell us about your tour. I'd find that a little bit odd.
Why?
Because it's like you're interviewing that idiot from Five who used to have the eye ring in his eyebrow. He's Jay.
Well, first of all, Jay don't say Five. Someone's an idiot. That's just nasty.
Oh, no, he's an idiot. He's not.
Well, I have to say, you're wrong, though.
I think you'll find on this one. You're wrong, really wrong.
Let's see what the choir of heavenly angels say about you.
Wrong.
That's wrong. And what
don't
they
mess
say
with
about
that.
My answer? They say.
What?
That's you can't say that.
About what? What was that? Did...
I was just like my. Right. I don't know. Just what I was saying.
Anyway, so back to what? Back to what?
Back
were you
for
saying?
Good. Yeah. Back to what we were saying about Five. What do we call Jay-Z? We call him Jay.
You call him Jay. All right, fine.
As should you.
Now, what about Beyonce? Is that what you call it?
I don't
Beyonce?
Want to talk about this, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dead air.
When was the last time you had a poo?
What?
Oh, well, if we're I want to ask you a question. I want to move away from the uncomfortable things. I don't want to talk about. I feel uncomfortable. Okay, all right. What's the last time you had sex? No, Chris. No, you really don't. You're not going down the right road. Really? How much a day do you earn? Yeah, I don't want to ask you anything uncomfortable. Nice, simple questions. You know. Actually, when was the last time you had a poo, Dave?
Me?
Yeah.
Can you say this on the BBC?
It's not
right. The weird thing is, Dave will now think about it and answer.
Really? It was yesterday, actually, if you must say.
Wow.
Because I know that you've been backed up for a while. Well, listen, I love having you in today. It's been good fun.
Really?
I hope you've enjoyed it, yeah.
I have enjoyed it. I have to say that I've enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I actually have to say it.
If you could represent your enjoyment in musical form, Chris, how would that go?
It would go like this.
I feel like busting loose.
Listen... Finally, in all honesty.
That is a good thing. I hadn't prepared that.
In all honesty.
I haven't prepared anything.
When are you going to finish Cheese Windows?
Right now.
Okay.
Wow. I don't remember how the first bit went.
I can play it to you.
You can play it.
Don't do that.
I know you're dying to hear it.
Here's a reminder of how it goes.
Oh. Hang on, I've got to find it.
Do we really have to do this?
What?
You want to do this, don't you?
God, it's not going to be in a walkout moment like on Radio 4, is it?
It could well be. I'm going for all the numbers.
I'm not feeling this.
I've done four.
I'm gonna go.
Have you done two?
I haven't walked out of two.
Six?
No, I've never walked out of six.
Why don't you do a day? The next time you have to do loads of interviews, why don't you just walk out every single one?
Okay.
But even if you're enjoying yourself, you just go. They go. So everything great, and you go. Do you know what? I've really enjoyed this interview, but I have to go because I just keep talking as you walk out. And then walk back in and go, I'm not offended, I'm just going. And then walk out again.
Okay.
It was a great bit of audio when you walked out.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, you don't want to talk about that either?
I did walk back in.
Oh, you were doing so well.
To be fair, I did walk back in.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's to say...
I felt bad because I was on the spot, but I didn't want to be on the spot, so I got off the spot.
Yeah.
Then came back onto it.
No, but I appreciate it. He did, you know, he was asking.
He was
a
nice guy.
He was asking some very difficult questions. Like, what's the album about? And tell us about it and stuff. And you're like this. I can't do this. This is not like doing the Chris Mull show and asking me the last time I had a poo was. Bloody Radio 4. And that Ponzi questions.
Have you ever walked out of anything? I've got to tell you something. I wanted to know if this was true. Phil said to me that if I was late, you were not going to let me on the show.
Mm. Or if you're...
I said to him, Phil, is that true?
Yeah.
You'd have been cancelled.
He said, we've really? Cancelled guests before when they've been way over their time.
David Guest.
David Guest. David Guest. Not a guest. Yeah,
absolutely.
Kelly Osbourne.
Kelly Osbourne was the last guest that we.
So how do you then compensate for the fact that you've told everyone someone's coming on?
We go on the air and say they're not here, they're late, and then we give them 10-15 minutes and they're still not here, and they're not giving us a faffy excuse on the phone. And generally, the audience normally text in going, right, bin them. So we go, all right, they're binned. Mm.
So that's a brutal world.
Yeah. Mm. Hey, have you seen this hydraulic desk? Look at this. It goes down like that and up.
It's incredible.
See, that's a private joke that we have with our listeners.
Okay.
Do you like that?
I do like that.
All right, good. Listen, have a nice Christmas.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Where are you going to be?
I'm going to be... that's a good question.
Okay.
I don't know. I know we're in Belfast on the 23rd, so...
Right, that's not... Again, Christmas Day is the 25th. How many times have I tell you this
every year?
I've lost the plot. I thought they changed it with inflation.
No.
Yeah, they should change it like Easter, though, shouldn't they, and move it around?
Well, it would really mess up the advent calendar industry.
Yeah, it would.
Yes, it would.
You know, because you spend all year making 25 little doors, 25 little chocolates. Mm. Someone tells you it's 27th. You're two doors short. I'm off.
Belfast,
thanks.
Tomorrow.
I'm leaving this interview.
Dublin on Saturday.
I want you to know that I'm walking out because I've had too good a time.
Oh, it's a shame. You can't make our party on Saturday. I did invite you, but you didn't bother texting back.
I don't text anyone back.
No, I wasn't even know that. Unless it's 4 a.m. Beep, beep. Hiya, I can't sleep.
That's true.
So it's Belfast tomorrow, Dublin Saturday and Sunday, and then back in Belfast on Tuesday. Yeah. And then January, you're having a break. February, you tour Japan.
Well, January, we're going in the studio.
Oh, brilliant. Can I come?
Okay.
You've heard me on the keys. You know,
yeah, that's true.
You've seen me sing.
It's true.
I got talent. I got the skills.
You have got talent.
And they're multiplying.
They are.
Is that in studio for new album in studio? Or is
that's
that
just in studio to
just
go
see what
play
happens.
Music, see what happens. Mm. I think we're doing some radio sessions as
really?
Well. Yeah. Okay. We haven't done any radio sessions for a while.
Mm. Right, nice.
And it might not surprise you here, we prefer playing than talking.
Well, I don't know. You've been very good today.
Well, you've made me feel comfortable.
We're off for a week. We're off a couple of weeks over Christmas.
So who covers you for that?
Scott Mills does it.
God, that's nice of him. What about Trevor?
Trevor Nelson.
I'm going to say that I think that man is a nice person.
He is a very nice man.
He was very sweet to me just now.
Trevor's very, very sweet. How long did he speak for? I'd say approximately 20 seconds.
About that?
Yeah, he never talks to anyone for longer than 20 seconds.
Yeah, well, that's firm and polite.
Who are they?
Firm and polite. Are they
with you at Wembley?
They're a brother and sister act who are playing us at Wembley.
Like two up, two down?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Have you seen that? I saw that. That's great.
All right, we'll leave it there. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Chris Martin.
All right, yay. Thanks very much, everybody.
Thank you.
Happy Christmas to you and all your listeners.
God love you.
I'm leaving.
All right. I'll come out and see you in a minute off the air.
Okay, great.
All right, okay.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Thank you.
Well, we did a lot of talking and didn't play many records, but I had a great time.
The Chris Moyle Show. Chris Martin is our guest today. Christmas on Radio 1.